And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. With another war raging in the Middle East and no shortage of turmoil throughout the world, where, if you're fortunate enough not to be directly affected by those catastrophes, can you find some peace of mind for daily living? For one Northwoods Technical College professor, the answer is right here, on the shores of Lake Superior, or anywhere that nature abounds. Mark Langenfeld is the author of the self-help guide, Wisdom from the Woods, A Year of Gentle Guidance from Mother Nature. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Mark.
Thank you, Robin.
So your book is for anyone, anywhere that there's nature, but you were inspired to write it from your hikes in our Northwoods, correct?
Correct. Over my entire life, I've been hiking and making connections with Mother Nature and feeling that energy. In the past 10 years, I decided to jot down some of that wisdom and say, you know, I need to share this with others.
Well, I want to get to your favorite or most inspirational locations in a minute, but more generally to begin with, you talk in the book about understanding our place in the world or universe and letting go of our attempt to explain the unexplainable. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, there's only so much we can do, and we kind of have to let go of the things that are beyond our control. We can, for the most part, control our behaviors. And we can influence our emotions, depending on the situation, of course. But we need to learn to do what we can and also let go of those things outside of our control. You mentioned the current war going on in the Middle East. Well, that's something outside of my control. So although I can have a lot of compassion for anyone who's suffering, I need to realize all the worrying in the world from me is not going to change any outcome. So that's what I'm kind of talking about when I mention in the book about letting go. It's all about realizing what's in your control and what's outside of it.
Well, outside of all of us is nature, which you advocate we listen to. Where do you go to be inspired by it?
My most favorite of all would be Lake Superior and Wisconsin Point. I can experience a storm there. I can experience the peaceful waters in the wintertime when the waves are breaking up the ice into little shards. You can hear those shards as they hit against each other on the shore. And it almost sounds like the ice is singing. Go in the forest a little bit. There's always that row of pine trees. And you can hear the trees whispering to each other as the wind blows through the pine needles. Several winters ago, there were some owls that were sitting on the top of the pine trees, and they would dive right into the snow and come out with a mouse. And I'm thinking, I don't see any mouse. And so I constantly make trips to the DNR, and I ask them, how are the mice able to be caught? The owl can't see them. And they said, oh, the owl is not only skilled with sight, the owl is skilled with sound. And the owl can hear the mouse crawling in those little tunnels underneath the snow, and they pounce on it. And I think to myself, okay, there's a metaphor. My training is in psychology. And what do counselors do? We listen and we look. We look into the shadows. Owls can see in the darkness. As a counselor, I look into the shadows of people's lives. And I not only hear what they're saying, I hear what they're not saying, what issues they're avoiding. So there's a metaphor.
Except you're not, of course, scooping up your clients as prey. You're taking away their mental ailments.
Right.
Well, going back to heavier issues, I began this segment mentioning the war. Your book doesn't talk about those extreme situations, but you do mention listening to your instincts when your personal safety is threatened. And you gave the example of running into a mother bear on one of your hikes.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you do?
Oh, my goodness. And it was at night.
Of course.
I was jogging at night. This was in Foxboro, Wisconsin. And I had my trusty dog, Diana, and I heard something scurrying and then up a tree it climbed. And I'm like, okay, what is that? Now, I look over at Diana and her fur is standing up, and that tells me it's a predator. So I have a little bit of that instinct to flee, but you know, the instincts reside in the amygdala of the brain, the fight or flight area. But as humans, we also have the prefrontal cortex, which is where we engage in rational reasoning and figuring things out and analyzing stuff. So I was all engaged in my prefrontal cortex, and I could see the glowing eyes looking down at me. And I thought, you know, that could be a raccoon. It could also be a bear cub. And then I heard some snapping noises. And I think, oh, there must be a deer in the woods, because I've heard the deer sometimes step on branches. And I thought, oh, but you know what? Now it's changed. Now it's a huffing sound. And then I thought, okay, I'm just going to follow my dog's lead, and I'm going to back off. And again, the next day I went to the DNR, and they told me when a sow bear is protecting her young, she will first make a snapping sound, not because she's stepping on branches. She's snapping her jaws.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, and then they said, now, if you don't get the hint, the last thing they do before they charge you is they snort. And I'm like, oh, that's what she was doing. And I wrote about it. I said, we need to think about our instincts, because even if it's not in nature, people who have been victimized by muggings or attacked, mm-hmm. they report to the police, you know, my instincts were telling me I wasn't safe, but I ignored it.
Right.
So that lesson is, people need to listen to your instincts. It's passed down from our ancestors on a genetic level. It's literally the wisdom of the ancestors embedded in our DNA. Doesn't that just blow your mind?
Totally. And that and other stories can be found in Wisdom from the Woods, A Year of Gentle Guidance from Mother Nature, by our guest, Mark Langenfeld, published by Llewellyn Books. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Have a good day.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.